Unit 6. Listening. Activity 3. Question 2. You hear a man and a woman talking about a visit to the theatre.
OK, so shall we meet in the theatre cafe at 6:30? That should give us time to have a coffee first.
But the play starts at 6:45, which means it probably won't finish until 10. I'll be so starving by then, I won't be able to concentrate on the last act.
Well, why don't we meet a bit earlier and grab something quick at a pizza place nearby?
Yeah, I can't get there earlier than 6, though. I'm not sure that'll give us enough time, will it?
We should be okay. We've already got our tickets, remember?
Have we? Okay, then. Anyway, it's irritating that it starts so early. I don't know why they've done that.
Question 3. You hear part of a radio programme.
Next up, information about another popular actor. For all you Josh Willard fans, we have some exciting news. Josh's new film, set in 19th century Scotland, has its premiere next week, and Josh will be here in London to attend. This is the first time he's appeared on the silver screen for quite a while. And the action-packed movie might well be a contender for all the awards going, if the critics are to be believed. Josh, who famously doesn't do many interviews, will appear on Channel 3's Live Tonight, so make sure you don't miss him talking to Ned Bryan. Then, it's back to New York, where he'll be starring alongside Natasha Reynolds in The Holly Tree at the District Theatre from the end of April to the middle of June. You can buy.
Question 4. You hear a woman giving some information on the radio about a comedy festival.
Once again, the comedy festival will be held in Lenbury, but with a few changes to the usual programme. The organisers have decided that this year it'll be held in the third weekend in July rather than the first. The main stage is also moving from the Lenbury Theatre to a tent in the park, where there will be much more seating availability, although most of the smaller gigs will continue to take place in the theatre. The implication of the move, of course, is that more tickets will be available for the main events, which will be a very popular decision, especially with local students, who usually make up the large and enthusiastic majority of the audience.
Question 5. You hear a man interviewing a ballet dancer on the radio.
So, Maria, is it true you're going to retire soon?
Yes. I'm shortly going to be 35, and I'm finding it's getting harder and harder for me physically. In fact, I still haven't totally got over that last back injury which kept me away from the stage for 3 months. But I could cope with that. The main issue is that all the overseas visits keep me away from my little boy for weeks at a time. He's only 2, and he's growing up so fast.
So you don't enjoy being on tour anymore?
Actually, if I could find a practical solution, I'd definitely carry on. It'll actually break my heart to give up dancing.
Question 6. You hear a man and a woman talking on the radio about a new art exhibition.
So, as usual, The View will be the biggest contemporary art event of the summer in terms of the number of artworks on display.
That's true. There'll be a huge collection. However, for me, it's more the range of work which makes it stand out. Everything from landscape to abstract, and mostly by young artists who must surely be on the point of making a name for themselves in the art world.
That's right. Although it'll be the one or two big names which'll attract most art lovers.
Absolutely. It's a shame, though, that a permanent venue can't be found for the show. The museum's a bit old-fashioned, and I don't think the displays are that imaginative, really.
Question 7. You hear an actress being interviewed on the radio.
I'm really excited about the play. It's the first time I've worked with this particular director, and that's always quite a challenge to begin with, until you get used to each other's ways of working. Actually, I'm not sure how successful the show will be in this country, because, of course, it tackles rather a depressing subject, and people might prefer not to spend an evening at the theatre watching something that they may well find upsetting. But personally, I think the play addresses an important issue, and I believe strongly that the theatre is an excellent way to do it. That's why I agreed to produce the play, and I do hope people will support it.
Question 8. You hear a man and a woman talking.
So, who do you think will get the main part in the next musical?
I expect it will be Zoe. She's probably the best singer and dancer, although my mum thinks it could be Molly. I agree, she did an excellent audition. Mr. Paynton says he's going to tell us in our next drama class.
When do you start rehearsals?
On Friday. It's going to be really hard work because the show opens in 3 weeks' time. In fact, I think I'll go now and read the script.
I'll help you learn your lines, if that's any help.
That'd be great, actually. My sister said she'd do it, but she's very busy with her new job.